Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I was out at Dollarama today. The garden stuff is out despite the fact that it's still frozen outside. And I thought to myself, you know what? People probably go here and they probably buy product because it's cheap and inexpensive. And then some of it works, some of it doesn't. And let me tell you, I've pretty much tried everything in that store in regards to garden stuff. So I have a pretty good idea of what you should get and what you shouldn't get from Dollarama when it comes to garden supplies. So today we are taking a tour down the Dollarama aisles from my desk here because everything's online and consumerism, who needs it? I'm not gonna buy every single product in the building except for I did buy one thing and it is this because misting and the fact that all my seeds are downstairs and I'm lazy and I don't wanna run upstairs. Mister. Okay, number one should get from Dollarama if you have a small garden and you don't need to buy it in bulk, and that is the frost fleece. So there's a frost fleece protection drape. You can use that if you have a smaller area. I don't think it's cheaper to buy it from Dollarama. I just think it's more economical if you don't need a ton of it because you have a smaller garden. So that frost protector, that one's pretty good. Something you should not get, and that is the gloves. The gloves from Dollarama do not last very long, let me tell you. They fall apart very easily. I've always, if you use gloves, which I don't, if you use gloves, go and invest in a pair that's going to last, because if you get a good pair, you'd be shocked how long they last for. And if you have good pair glove recommendations, just throw them down below. Okay, this one is actually I'm in love with, and it's one of those things where I almost don't want to tell you it's at Dollarama because I'm the one that usually buys them out of it. And it is the U-shaped steak thingy. Very descriptive, I know. They are wonderful. I love these things. So you can use it, my dog's crying. You can use these to nail down weed fabric. You can use these to put bug netting. So the bug netting, you just use it to stake that to the ground. You can use it to hold your frost protectors in position. You can use it to keep your solarization. If you're doing solarization, you watch videos on that, you're doing that this year. I love those things. I love them. And they're always sold out of them. That, the price they sell them for is completely reasonable. If you go on Amazon, I'll look and see if I can find some for cheaper, but generally speaking, you can't. And the ones on Amazon are like bulk. There's like 100 of them rather than just enough to for what you need. So yes, absolute must. Okay, the one not to get is the plant clip. So they're in a netted bag and they have like green, they're kind of like a spring in it. I bought these to clip the tomatoes to the string and to clip the tomatoes to the bamboo stakes that I was using last year. And I bought two kinds. I bought the Dollarama kind, and then I bought some from Lee Valley Tools. Lee Valley Tools ones are awesome. They last forever. They even hold my netting, like my bug netting, onto the PVC tubing. They hold my tomatoes in place. They really clamp down. And they last. They don't deteriorate in the sun. The springs don't pop out. Things stay. The Dollarama ones hardly make it out of the bag. Like you're literally trying to use them. Half of them fall apart before they even get anywhere you need them to go. And then the rest of them fall apart very quickly after that because the springs rust and it's just, they're not great. Just don't spend your money on those. They're useless. Yes to buying this one. Okay, so this is the animal protector. There's a two-piece animal stopping plant protector and it is the ouch strip, a version of the ouch strip. And people always say, how do I keep rabbits out? How do I keep cats out? How do I keep dogs out? The ouch strips. They hate those things unless they're like super wild and crazy animals. Then, and they don't have feeling, then they probably aren't going to care about them. But these are incredibly effective at keeping things off the soil. You might have to put enough deep that the plant can't just step over. The plant can't just step over it. My goodness, Ashley. The animal can't just step over it. That is probably the key there. But cheap. They're really cheap from these guys. The like actual name brand ones are pretty expensive. And they last. I mean, the Dollarama ones are cheaper made, but they're not gonna, unless you're moving them around a lot, they should last just fine. Okay, next one is their trays and their pots and their peat fiber stuff. It is really cheap. It is frustratingly cheap material. The trays themselves are something out of a nightmare. They feel as though they're gonna be fine until you get soil and water and plants in them, and then you're trying to figure out how you're going to get those up the stairs and outdoors into your greenhouse or harden them off without them going kaputs all over the ground, because the trays themselves are just very flimsy. They fall apart, and then the containers also fall apart very easily. I'm gonna do a video on it, but you could use solo cups. And I'll do a video on, you know, why you may want to or may not want to use solo cups. But that is what I would grab from the dollar store. If I had to choose between solo cup and these plastic plant things, I would go for the solo cup. Okay, next one is their watering supplies. So they have soaker hoses. They have the long kind of watering hoses. They have regular watering, whatever things. They're good for about one season. Now, if you're in a bind, they do work. They don't make the winters well here in Canada. They tend to, except for the soaker hose. I do have the soaker hose, and the soaker hose seems fine. The spray things, though, the nozzles, they do fall apart pretty easily. They won't make a Canadian winter outdoors. You'd have to bring those indoors, and then they would likely be fine. Although I did buy one time, and then it immediately leaked. I think it maybe because it was dropped in the store. It just cracked in whatever. So that one is kind of iffy. I'm running out of things that I would actually use from these guys, unfortunately. But okay, so another one not to use is the...
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Trellises and the tomato wire trellis, all the trellises, I don't care which one it is. So they have like the tomato cage ones, they have the bamboo trellises, they have the bamboo garden, like they have so many different versions of it. All the bamboo ones fall apart really easily. They don't last whatsoever. Not only do they not last the season, but if the plant itself is too heavy, it literally just like rips it off. They're useless. I find them useless. And then the tomato cages, or like any of the metal cages, they pop, like the welds pop on them very easily. Not to mention, if you intended to actually use them for tomatoes, good luck, because this is not going to work. They're so tiny, and beginner gardeners are probably like, yeah, it's big enough for a tomato plant. It's not. It's not big enough for a tomato plant. Unless you're doing something like a determinant tomato, fine. An indeterminate, most of the ones you buy anywhere or ones you start, no, absolutely not. You will be so frustrated. However, what I would get from Dollarama is the bamboo stakes, because you cannot go wrong with stakes. Stakes are very simple. You can't screw it up, particularly bamboo ones. The ones from Dollarama are thinner, smaller than that of which you would get from maybe a greenhouse. However, you can just double up, triple up, double wrap your plants for protection. Okay, all of the fences, I've done this a million times to try to keep my dogs out of the garden. The seams, if they're welded, the seams pop off. If they're wooden, they fall apart. If they're plastic, they make a winter and that's it. Just none of those. Do not get any of those. I've done those. See, I told you guys, I literally have gone through everything at Dollarama. The pruners. Don't get those. They're not sharp. They dull easily. They rust easily. Not ideal. Go spend money on those. All of the Hand tools? Yes. I have their hand tools. Yes. All of them are worth it. I like all of the hand tools. The tools that are like full size? No, don't get those ones. You'll bend them, you'll break them. It won't be good. The large flower pot holder with wheels. Yes, absolutely. So that one actually I have several of those. They work wonderfully. They work good for getting my plants that I keep indoors during the winter outside for the summertime. And they also work good at just getting my plants, like my bigger ones, outdoors so I can kind of spray them down, dust them off. Because that's how I dust my plants, is once a year outside. Anyways, they work good for that. You know, they're not off-roading tires by any means, but they can get through your house, hopefully, unless it's like my house and it's not beyond, it's not clean at all. Then you may have difficulties. The tripod camping stool with canvas seat. So don't underestimate the comfort of gardening. So they have foam knee mats, they have the knee thingies, and they have an actual stool, like a foldable, collapsible stool to sit on. Get those. If you have like mobility issues, if you've got like fibromyalgia, you have pain, take it easy on yourself. Get the stuff that's gonna make it comfortable for you, because gardening is a long game. You wanna be able to do this until the day you go kaputs, like my grandmother. She gardened literally up until like the last moments of her life because she loved it. And one of the ways to ensure that can happen is take care of your body. And those are great tools to make sure that that happens. Now, are there better ones out there? Yes, of course. But they will work in a pinch. And if you're like me and you lose a lot of this stuff very frequently, misplace it, I mean, you can get 2, 3, 4 of them and it's not gonna break the bank. The solar lights, I mean, they're solar lights. They work good. I've gotten them. I think that they're fine. No reason why you can't get them. The wind chimes, they tend to fall apart pretty quick, but they're pretty while they last. The bird feeders also tend to fall apart really quickly from them, but they work for while they last. They have these aluminum metal containers. I actually use those all the time. Like, I've got them kind of all, I'm looking at one there. I know there's one behind me. They're great and they're big, they're ginormous. Now, you don't plant into them and water and put soil because they will rust. They do rust. I did experience that. But if you use them just to transport fertilizer or tools or your harvest or your clippings to bring to the compost, great. I love those buckets. They work really well. They last for years. My buckets are like 5 years old now from Dollarama. They work wonders. They're not plastic though. They are the metal ones. So do keep that in mind. The juke twine, I mean, that goes without saying. That makes sense. Just check your footage, your meterage, your length, if you will. Check your length, boys. Just, I'm joking. But yeah. That one you want to check, because I find that the stuff from Dollarama tends to be it's not particularly long. It's usually like a stunted version of it. Yeah, just watch the links. The links is what you want to watch out for there. Last one isn't in the gardening section, but it is a plastic drop sheet. That is in like the hardware section. If you're solarizing this year, if you intend to do a low tunnel, that is what you want to get, the drop sheet plastic stuff. So, Dollarama, that's what's worth buying. That's what's worth not buying. Let me know in the comments down below what you think is worth buying from Dollarama. By the way, the seeds are worth buying. I did a video like ages ago. Don't watch it. Do not watch it. It is horribly filmed. Audio is brutal. It's like one of my first videos ever. But the seeds germinated and they did great. Like I did a bioassays test on them. I, you know, checked them out. Turns out they're Mackenzie seeds. So they're like the name brand Mackenzie seeds, just repurposed into whatever brand that is, the white and yellow packages. And they work just fine. So if you want to save some money on seeds, that's the place to go. There's less seeds in it than you would find in like a classic package. But if you have a small garden, that is what you want to aim for. Thank you for coming to my comedy hour today and listening to my ramblings of Dollarama. I will talk to you guys next time. Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.